My mom and dad did not like the program Get Smart. Some of you probably already know why. Because it was dumb. Okay? It was silly. It was ridiculous. But we used to laugh so hard at some of the goofiest stuff that he would do. Here was this. He was supposed to be this really slick secret agent. And he would trip over his own 2 feet. He didn't have high-tech gadgets like a cell phone. His phone was in his shoe. And it would ring occasionally. Or when he needed help, he couldn't get to it to call for help. He would just mess up time and time again. And one of the silliest things that they would do is when he was in with the chief of this secret agency, he wanted security implemented, and it was called the Cone of Silence or something like that. And they would be in the office, and this plastic bubble with 2 sections would surround them, and it was supposed to be like a sound barrier so nobody could listen in. But the problem is it would go like this. The sound thing would come down, and then they would say something. The other one would go, "What?" And then they would actually dip under and go, you know, and they would talk that way. And this, it was goofy. What made it goofy? Think about it. For those of you who knew the program, what made it goofy? It was that you knew what wouldn't work. You already knew. You knew that sound shield was not going to work. You knew that his martial arts skills would fail. You knew that when he had a plan, it was sure to go wrong. You knew this stuff. I knew this stuff. And we would watch it anyway. Today's lessons remind us how silly we can be. The problem is it's not always so funny. It's a spiritual battle. It's the things we know from Scripture. We know they're true. We know what's going on. We know that this is what God has said, and yet we make choices or we go to certain ways of thinking that are sure to fail. It's the simplest of stuff. And sometimes the most serious of stuff. How many of you, and I won't make you raise your hand, okay? We did confession. You've already been forgiven. I just want to remind you, okay? But how many of you just love control? Now, you don't have to raise your hand, you know, even though it wants to go up, but you just love control, you know? You want everything structured, everything just so. And it's more than just being Lutheran, by the way. You know, no changes. No changes. And yet we know life isn't that way. We know that we're not in control. But we know who is in control. And on Sunday, it's a marvelous time, Sunday morning. You come into God's house. I was sitting here a few minutes ago thinking about God is in control. And I'll share with you how significant that is later. But, you know, it's just, you know, to surrender to that, to yield to that, to go into his arms with that truth is one of the best things that we can do. And every now and then we find ourselves in that comfort of God's embrace and his grace and his mercy. And every now and then we come into that presence of his in a spiritual way. And you know, it's like you kind of, oh, it's better than a back rub. But then it doesn't take us very long. Oh, I've had enough of this. You know, I gotta go back to doing what I'm wired to do. I gotta go back and we fall into this trap. In the letter to the people of Corinth, Paul identifies that there is a call to repentance to leave this kind of foolishness behind, to let go of the normal, what we consider very normal, human kinds of thinking that are in a reality against God's word of truth. We try to fix things that we cannot fix. We try to speak of things that we do not know. We try to come up with answers where there is none known to human man, and yet we think we know. And on our list goes. And as easy as this is to say, there are times in our lives when it's such a mess, it is heartbreaking. Lent is a wonderful time to come to this, our God of grace, and confess our foolishness, our silliness. It isn't that God is saying, boy, you're dumber than dumb, okay? You see, we have been taught, we have been instructed, it has been revealed. So we're not dumber than dumb. What we are is silly. It is to do that which we know better. It is to express that which is contrary to his truth. We're being silly. Do you remember when you were a kid or when your children were young? For some of us, our children are adults. And, you know, and they did something that was silly. And we would laugh about it. Because what they were doing or saying was not connected to reality. But more of a cartoon. The cross for us. This call to repentance, the cross for us, is anything but foolishness. To human kind of thinking, the cross is a mess. The cross is weakness. The cross is ugly. And the cross offers nothing. But for those who have been given the gift of faith, for those who have been baptized, united with Christ in his death and his resurrection, for all who believe that Jesus is Lord, the cross is powerful. For when Christ, in all of his glory, let go of that, and he was on Calvary, when Christ did not retaliate, when Christ did not blow his top and give them both barrels, calling lightning and angels from heaven to kick the tail of everybody who pounded that nail, or the soldiers who whipped him, or Pilate who judged him, or the crowd who said, crucify him. Think about it. We think Christ is weak from a secular point of view, from an atheist point of view. God in Christ is nothing. And yet, do you understand by faith the power that's there to stay nailed, to carry our sin, to say, what humans think is silly, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Lent is a marvelous time. To say to God in our hearts and in our mind, God, I'm silly. I have faith, but I missed it by that much. I missed living by faith. I missed speaking according to faith. I miss holding on to faith. I miss the hope that faith brings. I missed it by that much. when I gave in to world thinking, when I gave in to my emotions, when I surrendered to my fears, when I thought other things were smarter, wiser, and greater than God. You don't have to battle with evolution versus creationism, although you can, but and you don't have to battle. I mean, just the day in and day out in the struggles of life, how often, how easy it is for God's people to miss it by that much, to take revenge, to refuse to forgive, to feel entitled. You know, think about it. We confess in one of our liturgies, I am the poor, miserable sinner, right? Do you know what you're saying? I have no entitlements. I'm not entitled to granite countertops. I'm not entitled to stainless steel appliances. I'm not entitled to have a BMW or you know, any other fancy car. I'm not entitled. I do not deserve. And yet, we are silly, aren't we? Our journey to the cross as we approach Good Friday is a journey that we're on because God is calling us. And as he calls us to journey to this cross and pass the cross to the empty tomb and pass that to the resurrection and our resurrection, the day when Christ comes to judge the living and the dead. It's a journey that we confess that at times we're foolish or silly. And that brings extra weight that we don't need. And so it's sort of like a backpack, if you will. You take it off and you leave the silliness and the foolishness behind. Not by your power, but by the power of faith, this gift that God has given you that enables you to know and believe and hold on to his promises, his comfort, his presence, his truth. It's a difficult journey because we like holding on to control, our fears, our thinking, you know, we like that stuff. And that, too, is part of our silliness, isn't it? Yeah. And so the call is to repent, to let it go, to leave it off on the side of the road, to live by faith, not to miss it by that much, but to live by faith to the glory of God. Amen.